by Tommy Truthful. Truth Mafia Music, this is where the truth begins.
Welcome to Tommy Truthful TV, where we break the illusion. Ever felt special or different, caught in confusion? Are you the black sheep in your family line? It's cause you see through the matrix design. We're living in a simulation, AR controlled. Most are NPCs, their stories already told. The Saturn moon matrix runs the hive mind. But a rare few of us break through and shine. 169,000 first players awake. Reality benders, born to remake. Then there's the Neo Code, rarest.
Welcome to another episode of Truth Mafia Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the X Gene. Smash that like button. Let me know you guys can hear this video. I see all my people down there. What's up, girl? How you doing, sweetheart? You guys know I was in the hospital for a couple days there, but I'm back and ready to rock and roll. So we're going to do it. You know, we could talk about all this other stuff going on, but it kind of seems boring to me. You know, planes crashing into each other on runway 33, donut covered that. Shout out to my boy Donut Factory. You see the 322 on the plane. I mean, you know, the normal typical shit, secret society numbers. So multiple planes crashing. We could talk about that, but to me, it's just so boring. So we're going to get into this, the X gene, why they're trying to manipulate the DNA and what it ties into. And we got to be very careful how we talk about this one. But before we get going, this is called fair use and is allowed for purposes of criticism, news reporting, teaching, and parody, which doesn't infringe of copyright under 17 USC 107 of the Fair Use Act. And make sure, guys, you go opt in. It takes 2 seconds, real quick. The link is right down below. It's at the very top. You'll see a link that says opt in to the daily newsletter. Click on that. It's 100% free. Throw your email in there real quick. That way you'll get updates, notifications, and daily emails of not just my content from me, but the whole team that's on truthmafia.com. So we got some of the biggest content creators in the game over there. And that link is right down below. And this podcast today is sponsored through Body Align and their energy wellness protection. We got the energy wellness band, which helps to raise your overall frequency, your overall vibration, and protect you from the 5G microwaves we're being bombarded with. That link is down below. Make sure you use promo code TRUTHMAFIA, all one word. The T is capital and the M is capital when you're using that for your promo code. And then my favorite and one of the best sponsors we got out here, NanoSoma. It's kind of funny that they took sugarcane out of everything, guys, the organic sugarcane, and put the corn syrup in everything because this was extracted from the sugarcane and it gets all them nano, you know, things from the GMOs, the chemtrails, all that out of us, helps your overall health. I mean, it's amazing. I've been on it now for probably, I would say, about 5 months. You just put 5 sprays under the tongue. It doesn't have no bad flavor or nothing. And it's amazing. It was patented in Switzerland. Just amazing product. I really like it. That link is down below. You'll see the link down in the description. So let's get rocking. And then if you want to get your personal decode, you can get that over on truthfultv.com. While I was in the hospital, they nuked our website, so the website was down. We have our alternative social media platform over there too, guys, so you can share information with people. It's set up kind of like Facebook and Instagram, or kind of a mixture of Facebook and Twitter, but, you know, free speech where you're not going to be censored. You can share whatever you want as long as it's not nothing, you know, hateful or stuff like that. We don't go for that over there. It's got to be higher vibrational stuff. But, yeah, it's an amazing platform to share information. My boy Matrix Codebreaker, he does his little breakdowns. I'll show you guys at the end of the podcast. And that's where you can find out your role in this simulation, whether you're an NPC or non-player character or first player character. Kind of what we're going to talk about today, this 12-strand angelic DNA and what it's tied to, the X gene. These are certain very powerful first player character archetypes that carry this 12-strand angelic DNA. And that's what they're trying to distract us from right now. As everything's going on, they're hitting us with planes crashing and all this other stuff. You know why? Remember that movie they made? Or that was, I guess it was a movie on Netflix. It was called Don't Look Up. If you haven't watched that, go watch that, guys. They're really making fun of us in that movie. And it's about an astrological event that kind of brings the end of the world, why everybody's just still on Facebook, looking at, you know, all distracted with their phones. Nobody's paying attention that the whole world is collapsing around them. And that's kind of really what's going on from day one. When I talk about why we were on lockdown during this podcast, I got a guest on, Dom. I'm going to introduce him in a second. We're going to call it the Code Red, because that code red has been tied to the sun from the beginning, right? What is the outermost part of the sun? It's called the corona of the sun. That's the outermost part of the sun's atmosphere. So this whole event has been tied to the sun, and that's what we should be paying attention to, looking up, but they're distracting us many different ways. And that's what is genetically modifying people. We go through these events known as the Phoenix Phenomenon, the Plasma Apocalypse, and the people that stayed up here on the surface, their DNA mutated. Now, because it killed off a big portion of society. Some people believe up to 75 to 80%, and then there was a small percentage that their DNA mutated. The survivors of that, they carry this genetic mutation within their DNA. And they've had children and passed it down and passed it down and passed it down. Well, they put the nanotechnology in the you know what. The reason they were trying to get so many of us to go along with that in the beginning of the code red, because it's tied to that third strand DNA, right? So we could, let me just show a picture. I'm not going to see the girl sitting in the chair there in the middle, guys, what she's getting done to herself. She was the first person to have that done in America. Her name is Sandra Lindsay. And that's what they wanted to get in you because a DNA X gene blocker equals 846. Well, her name is 846. That's a huge number. The first tower hit at 8:46 a.m., which is a charging number. So that charged that ritual during 9/11. And then it was grounded with a grounding number, which is 128. It collapsed at 10:28 a.m. The tower collapsed at 10:28, grounding that ritual. And if you spell out 128, it equals 846. So you see that's all tied to the X gene and blocking it. Dom, you on there, brother? Let me unmute your mic there. It says cannot unmute guest mic because they chose to mute themselves. Okay, there you go. Unmute yourself, Dom.
How's it going?
Hey, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, brother.
We're going to talk about this today. This, you know, without getting in trouble, without touching.
Right.
Very hard to do on YouTube, ain't it?
Yeah.
But they put it in all.
Very picky.
They put it in all the superhero movies, Dom. Like, I mean, me and you, before we were going live, we were reading like the whole origin story of Marvel and the 616 universe. And it's crazy how much predictive programming they put in these movies showing us the truth.
Because that's the one place where they gave you the illusion that it was fantasy and it wasn't real. So they put it in that world and you believe that it don't exist.
Right. I know some of you believe Floyd is still alive. He very much could be. His ritual took place on the 93rd meridian from the earth to the moon, or from the earth to the sun is allegedly 93,000 or 93 million miles, they say, right? And then during 9/11, we had Flight 93, and it was on its way to San Francisco. So you just got to pay attention to the numbers. They all mean something. And even with George Floyd, he's tied to the X gene. It all comes back to this DNA. It was in that movie Project. What was that one, Don? Project Power.
Project Power.
Yep. They showed the same predictive programming in that film.
Yep. Because at the end, if you follow the movie, they basically tell you that everybody that had the took that little pill that they were taking in the movie, it all stemmed from a female that they was taking and extracting her DNA, making those pills
to give them the power, right?
Right.
And who was the one dude that tried to take it and he burned up? He
was like an extra, like a little extra in the background, but yeah, he wasn't genetically compatible. So when he took that pill, it instantly made him burn up.
Yeah, like the freaking Phoenix, right?
Right.
And we were talking about, me and Dom was talking about, like, who could beat the Phoenix, Jean Grey. And I was thinking the only person that could is maybe Captain Marvel. She's pretty powerful. But even that symbolism with Jean Grey and Dark Phoenix guys and the Phoenix, it all ties back to that event. You know, this event, the plasma apocalypse, Phoenix phenomenon, prophecy. And when that eclipse happened, there was something up there that they hid from us. So many people knew it was the blue star Kachina, what was really eclipsing the sun, which is giving off these mass amounts of gamma radiation and activating certain people's angelic dormant DNA. What they did you believe they tried to block that event, Dom?
Yeah, that was, you know, what the whole thing was that they was telling you about on the Black Mirror when they was attempting to shoot the rockets up into the sun. Yeah, they wasn't talking about the one that we see every day. They was talking about the one that makes the Earth look like a small dot. The blue Kachina is like 150 times the size of our planet when you put them side by side, because NASA had a picture on the website that you could look at. Earth looked like a little dot compared to that sun.
If we were even on their spinning ball theory, right?
Right. From, you know, from their spinning ball theory.
Yeah, because I know you're not one to really believe in that yourself.
No, and again, because that subject is so touchy, because that subject to me is almost like religion. It's very touchy for people, because if people understood and overstood that things that they not the way that they appear to be, and say hypothetically you believe something your entire existence, your parents, they believe the same thing, that's life changing, that's life shattering. Like, a lot of people can't handle that. So, you know, I don't really want to touch that, because I can sit here and say, well, yeah, and they went to Mars, but Mars is in Canada. And, you know, it can be proven. And then when I prove it, you know, then I get in trouble. So that's just a subject that I'd rather not touch.
Well, I mean, hey, you're allowed to have your own opinion. Look, man, my opinion, I think we live in some type of organic enclosed simulation myself. And I believe there's two suns. There's a binary star system within this enclosed simulation. And the other ones are on that. The other sun, me and Jay Dreamers, shout out to him. Check out his YouTube channel, guys. I got his new book here. I'm about halfway through it now. But Jay Dreamers, me and him did a podcast on the binary star systems underneath the firmament, and how the one on the outer part of the ice wall, which covering all the mother land mass, you know, land masses like they call Valhalla and different names.
Right.
It's the way to Asgard, some people believe is out there. I'm not one that just believes that there's these other land mass on the other side of the ice wall, bro. I think there's an inner earth too.
So. Yeah, we call it Argythia, but it's pronounced Agatha, just like the Marvel show that they had come out after Scarlet Witch's show that was on Disney. They came out with the show Agatha the Witch.
Yeah. That was good. I watched all the episodes.
Yeah, the same way she spells her name is how Inner Earth's name is spelled, but they call it Argythia.
Yeah, what was that place they had to go to? The witch, remember they had to go through that place to...
I forgot what it was called, the witch something.
To try to get their powers, right?
Yeah. It was the witch something. I want to say the council, the witch's councilman or something like that.
Yeah, I can't remember either, but that was crazy. That was like another reality. And who knows, maybe it is like that when you go to Inner Earth. Maybe it's like how they show us on King Kong and Godzilla, where you go through an actual portal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because again, like, those have been documented throughout their history, that they've shown you multiple times. They just, you know, people forget what they see, and they change the name and they call them Stargates, and they make TV shows about it, and you think it's just a TV show when really those symbols and sigils were carved into these all over the world, because they take you different places, because there's ley lines and power points on this realm. There's over 13.
Yeah, there definitely are a lot of what we, it's kind of like just how we have our chakras on our own body, on the human body.
Right. It's the same way.
Set up the same way. And a matter of fact, I got a slide of one right here, Dom.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty much very similar to the human body, how these chakras are set up. And then there's probably more chakras, too, on the outside of the ice wall, because these are just the lands that we know. And
that was the conversation that we was having about, like, why Antarctica, you know, is kept so up under wraps, because when you ask which continent is the highest above sea level, then you find out that Antarctica is the highest above sea level. At the normal point of Antarctica is over 7,000 feet. And then when you go to the South Pole, where Admiral Byrd went, it becomes over 9,333 feet high above sea level. So if it's that high, then that means we are sitting down in like a cup type of deal with this big 9,000 foot ice wall that you got to get to the top of to get out to go to another land.
Like, what was that movie? The series Game of Thrones had that ice wall in it with castles on it protecting it. They even had the Nephilim giants in that, remember?
Yeah, and like again, when you go and look into Odin and Greek mythology, then you find out that the frost giants are the ones who built the big stone pillars and stone hinges, because those open portals and gateways to be able to travel through different realms quickly versus going over the ice. That's where the whole story of Odin comes from. Odin comes from a big star that is attached to the Arctic Circle, which is attached to King Arthur. That's why they came out with that show called King Arthur, because that show depicts the story of Odin before he was Odin. Because if you go by Greek mythology, he's lived multiple lives. He's went by many names. Because another name for Odin is Havi. Havi is another name for Odin. But you wouldn't know that, because they never teach you no name but Odin.
And who do you think Odin is in Greek mythology? Your opinion.
Odin would be Kronos.
So it's pretty much Yaldabaoth, then, if we go all the way back to the Gnostic text, because that's Saturn, that's Kronos, which in, if we go to the Anunnaki.
And Zeus would be Thor.
That would be Enlil. I know my boy Travis thinks a little different. He doesn't think Zeus is Thor. But I always thought Zeus would be Thor too, but people have different opinions on that one there.
The reason why I say that, because again, Kronos is Zeus's father, and if Kronos is Odin, then that would have to make Thor Zeus.
Right.
That's why he controls the lightning bolt, and when he throws it, it sounds like thunder, like Thor. Because Thor is the god of thunder and lightning. Hence, he's Zeus.
Yeah, which is ultimately, yeah. It's kind of the same story of the Anunnaki. And we were reading the origin story of the mutants, and it talked about the Celestials, and then they made they made a whole movie on that, right? And how they created
The Marvel Eternals.
Yeah, the Eternals, and they created this first host race on Earth.
And like years they ago. Yeah, they came to Earth. It was, you know, cavemen or hominis erectoids on the planet, and they came down and turned rock almost into like metal and gold. And that's where we get the story in Greek mythology of Icarus, the boy who flew too close to the sun, because Icarus was one of the Eternals that came to Earth and he could fly.
Yeah, that was in the movie. They actually
right, that was in the movie. That's why they put it in there, because that's how we got it in Greek mythology as the story of Icarus. It's the same story.
He was like the crazy one, though, dude. There was something wrong with that dude. Icarus, yeah. He was the one, like...
He was the one fighting, I felt like, fighting with himself to do what he was told or what he was programmed to do, but by him having feelings for a girl, it affected his train of thought until, you know, he went and was like, nah, the mission is more important than me actually having feelings for you. And then that's when he turned on them, because the actual mission, you know, wasn't to come and do all that. The Eternals come, the deviants that were on the planet are the beings that they were fighting. The deviants come from the Eternals. They were the balance. The Eternals were the good guys, or the light spirit, and the dark spirit became the deviants.
But it was vice versa. Actually, in reality, in that movie, the deviants were the good ones, if you really watch the movie, and the Eternals were not.
Right.
They were the ones hunting the deviants down to extinction and murdering them. And they shouldn't have been doing that. You know, they were just trying to save their self and save their race. So,
right. Which is the same story of the Atlanteans. It's just the same story. That's how you can start tracing these origins. And in every mythology, you'll find certain stories that are very, very similar. And that's how you get these stories, because they actually come from a bigger story that's being told.
Yeah, it's fascinating, bro. It's definitely fascinating to see how they play out in different movies and in different mythology throughout history, the same story being told over and over again. You know, this story of
right
with abilities, certain humans that they try to genetically modify and keep them from activating these abilities. Did you ever hear that story of, I think it was like supposed to be back in the 80s or something?
Simeon Toku?
Yeah, yeah. You know that story?
Yeah. I know that story to a T, where the man jumps, where the man has his heart cut out his chest and they inspecting his heart. I read the file. And he raises up on the table as if, like, if you watch wrestling, like Undertaker sits up. He sat up on the table, looked at the doctor and said, why are you examining my heart? Put my heart back in my chest. The doctors and stuff started freaking out and put the heart back in his chest. He had the scar, and then the United Nations wanted to meet with him. This where you get the story of Osiris chopped into 14 pieces. They got him on the airplane. He wasn't like he knew that they was on something negative. He got on the airplane, and when he got on the airplane, they immediately unalived him. Boom, quickly. As they did that, they literally chopped this man into pieces, put his body parts in radioactive boxes, and shot off in different directions in airplanes. And when they got to the United Nations, he basically formed alive and like just started manipulating in front of them and created his whole body again and said, and I quote, I don't understand why y'all keep trying to hurt me and destroy me. I'm here to make the world better, and I'm going to leave now. And when I leave in the future, there's going to be more like me to come. But this time around, you won't be able to stop us.
Right.
That's what.
Oh, his audio cut out. You there, Dom? They must not like that story, did they? Hold on, guys. Something happened to his freaking audio. Yeah, that's interesting. Oh, there you go. There you go. Okay.
I'm here. I don't know what happened.
That was a fascinating story. I always liked that story. Thought it was
pretty interesting. I thought it was very interesting too as a story until you go and read the government's documents on it, and then you find out it wasn't just a story, it was something that really happened. And he had a whole church and a whole following. He had some type of war that was going on. He had these, you want to call them midgets, you want to call them short people. They all came out of the jungle, and they was like no taller than 2, maybe 3 feet tall, but their bodies was cut like buffs, extreme little people, and took on a whole army, and he freed these people. Like, it's all in the documents. And this was back in like the 70s and the 80s.
Where's he from? Was he from?
I want to say South America, somewhere in between, like somewhere in the islands between South America and where you get to, like where the Inca would come from.
And there was something going on with them people too, like throughout history, the Inca that they lied to us about and didn't tell us the true story with them and their origin, what they're truly from. You know, me and Dom did a podcast before how we believe America is truly Egypt. And what was them people? What was the people that tried to take out the Inca that was running civilization before the melanated people that you was telling me about?
It was every other race besides. It was really the Olmec and the Aztecs was really at the Inca's throats all the time. And that's crazy because they direct bloodline descendants are the Mali Moors. They come straight from Africa. So when people say that the Aztec and the Mayan people are the oldest civilization in South America, they're not, because they're not from there. They're from Africa. So that can't make them native, nor can it make them the oldest people in that land, because the Inca were already there and been there. This is all before the gold and bronze age. That's where they got the gold from, was the Inca. The Inca had all the gold.
Yeah, they stole it all from them. Smash that like button, guys. We got all these people in this live and only a couple likes. Hit that like button, please. It's free. 100% free to hit the like button.
After they conquered the Inca in 1530, the first 80 years after they conquered them, they made them build a gold cathedral wall that still stands to this day in one of their cathedrals that is over 30 meters tall and 20 meters wide of solid gold.
No, I'm talking about the people that was running the world at that time, and you think they might... Do you think they're still the empire?
The Imperial Empire.
Yeah, they was melanated, right?
Yeah, they were all completely melanated, and their empire ended in 1803 when they did the Louisiana Purchase, but they ruled for over 800 years. That's where they get the shape of the most secure building in the United States, why it looks like a star. That comes from the Imperial Empire. All of those type of structures were created and built in Haiti. That's where they come from. They took it from the Imperial Empire. Those designs, that architect, the whole look. Like when people think that Libya was a part of the Imperial Empire, and it just got reestablished after they took it over in 1803. By 1816, let's get this right, by 1816, because the Louisiana Purchase was done in 1803, 13 years later, they sent people to Libya because of the growing number of free blacks in the United States and establish Libya again. But Libya was already a part of the Imperial Empire. So was North Carolina and South Carolina. And back in those days, it was no North and South Carolina. It was just called the Carolinas. So it was the Carolinas, Georgia, most of Florida, all of Louisiana. That whole little stretch of the southern part of the United States belonged to the Imperial Empire.
So would as far as your opinion goes, do you think that empire had anything to do with what they call the Tartarian Empire?
They were the ones, they were the ones before Tartaria.
Before that came along.
Before that came along. When Tartaria came along, the buildings and structures that they had, those people, again, those were all designed by the Imperial Empire.
So what's your theory on what happened to the Imperial Empire?
Well, somewhere between ...1776... when they signed the Declaration of Independence. This is a key factor, ladies and gentlemen, that I really want y'all to grab a hold to. When you say you're going to do a Declaration of Independence, right? In order to say that, you have to separate yourself from what? Under what? Somebody else's rulership. And they tell you that we fought the Britons. But if we fought the Britons, then why does the United States and Britain have a united flag together if they were our enemy? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When they signed the Declaration of Independence, George Washington rushed them to sign it because, again, in 1776, that's not far from 1803. That's a little bit over 30 plus years when this was done. This ain't been no thousands of years ago. This happened recently. The word purchase, because we speak English, is not how you pronounce that word. That word is purchase. Not purchase, it's purchase. And the definition of the word purchase means to purely chase. So when they did the 1803 Louisiana purchase, they purely chased the Imperial Empire off the land. That's why they picked the word purchase.
Interesting.
Because again, they separated themselves in 1776 when they signed the Declaration of Independence because they was under the rulership of the empire. The empire ended all of what we like to call, you know, our babies disappearing and certain people disappearing and becoming people's, you know, certain things. And you know where I'm trying to say. What, the empire, I don't want, it's the other word. That starts with a S and a T. The S, what you do to get your kids in this world. The S and the T. In traffic.
Oh yeah. Well,
so the empire ended this once, and it lasted over 800 years until they signed the Declaration of Independence and was like, no, we're not agreeing to none of this. We're not going for none of this. We want the world like that. And in order for the first president of the United States, they tell you he was George Washington. Yeah, it was. But they don't tell you George Washington's cousin was the Imperial Empire's king. And in order for George to be king, the king could never have kids. Unfortunately, the king had a son and a daughter. So what does that mean for George? George would never be king. So in order for George to become king or president of the United States, who do you think he turned on? He turned on the Imperial Empire. He turned on his own cousins, his own family, and went with the British. And that's how the whole friendship between British and the United States, George Washington, all of that. I have the original picture of the Imperial Majesty, George Washington. That's what it says of Hartford, Connecticut on the picture from back in the 1700s. And it's not the picture that they give you that's on the dollar bill, ladies and gentlemen.
What color is he?
He's melanated.
Damn. History, they just love to lie to us, bro. It's so crazy how much they... But I mean, if you ran the world, that'd be the way to do it. You know, you don't want people to know that there are certain people running around with a gene inside of them that, you know, can get activated and have certain special abilities. You don't
right.
want people to know the true nature of history, or that we have this event that could activate these abilities inside people and actually cause a big portion of the population to die off. I personally, Dom, I think we're going through it right now, bro, this event. That's why I think they're trying to keep us so distracted with all this stuff on the news, Donald Trump and planes crashing. None of it that I even – most of that shit is just a lie. It's not even real. It's so fake. I can't even watch it. You know, like, come on, guys. Let's be honest. Trump's whole assassination thing on Trump. Like, if you watch that, that was a terrible movie. Okay? That was a terrible movie.
Yeah, the guy – never mind. All right, because I got in trouble for this once.
Yeah, don't get us in trouble. Do not get us in trouble. But that was just a – and I'm not saying one thing or another about Trump, whether he's good, bad. I don't know. I really don't care. I'm just saying that part looked made up to me. And now everybody's talking about Greenland. But I'm
have you heard of the last president?
Well, 1 second, brother. I'm gonna tell you like this: go watch the movie Greenland. It shows you this whole narrative. In that movie, there's an astrological event happening called Clark, and it's going to cause the whole world population to die off. And there's a certain percent of the population they send a text to, and they get to go to Greenland, down to these bunkers under Greenland. And that they're going to be saved, right? So, it doesn't surprise me now that that's a big talking point, that Trump's going to, you know, whatever they're doing with Greenland and all that. Like, come on, man. It's the same stuff. Even the whole keto stuff, Dom, when you look at the codes tied to it all, it all ties back to this astrological event that's taking place. All this stuff has a code attached to it. And when you know how to speak their hidden secret language through Gematria, which comes from Jewish Kabbalah mysticism, going back to Babylon and even Mesopotamia and Akkadia before that, you got the Chaldean cipher, which goes all the way back. That's based on 1 through 8. That goes all the way back to the Akkadians. So it's nothing that they haven't been doing for a long time. It's kind of a way, I believe anyways, this is my opinion on it, that the uninitiated can speak to each other fluently. Like me, you take two people that are good with that, right? Me and Ani, and we can have a whole conversation through just a letter, you know, just numbers. A whole conversation through numbers, and no one would even know what we're talking about. A matter of fact, bro, they just came out with this new series. Oh, I got to look. What is it called? Oh, my God. I want to tell you guys this so bad, too. It's on Apple TV. Hold on, guys. And that's what it's all about, numbers. This one dude, he starts to figure out that there's this pattern in fractions, right? Or no, not fractions. My apologies. Prime numbers. There's a pattern in prime numbers, and it's like God's fingerprint, the key to the universe. And then next thing you know, they'd start trying to kill him, bro. And it's because, first of all, prime numbers is tied to our whole internet grid, right? So if somebody could figure out that sequence with prime numbers, they could unlock everything. There would be no more secrets, no more keys, no more. All the passwords would be easy to access. But there is something with certain prime numbers. Let me look on here on my – hold on, I got it on my app. I'll tell you guys what it is. It's on Apple TV. It's really, really good. I watched all the current episodes of it so far. Here it is. Prime Target, it's called, guys. Have you checked that out yet, Dom? Prime Target?
It's the first I'm hearing of it.
Oh, it's amazing, bro. Watch that tonight, guys. That's a good one for you to watch. I think there's maybe 4 or 5 episodes of it right now. It's on Apple TV, Prime Target. And all this number stuff Tommy's always talking about, you'll see how real it is. Like, they are literally hunting people down and killing them. They have the government monitoring math, people that are good at math, you know, just like mathematicians and people that are really good at math. They got their whole houses bugged, their classrooms bugged, cameras everywhere, because they say now the new deadliest person in the world is a mathematician, and they don't even know it because they could figure out this code and, you know, create, you could create an AI that could unlock anything. You could find the actual code to creation. And there was different mythologies that talked about the Greeks. They made this one image, which was a mathematical image, and he got killed. I forget the name of that Greek that killed him, but he got killed for making that image, and it was because it was forbidden knowledge. The image and the mathematics of the image, all that was this forbidden knowledge that they were not supposed to know. So it's really good. It's called Prime Target. Check that out, guys. You'll really enjoy it. It's got a lot of good stuff in it. But yeah, man, there's a whole code around us. You know what I mean? A whole source code, as I like to call it, attached to you. Your first and last name, you're born with me, to everything. And you could figure it all out. And I think that's why people that do gematria and do decoding are so targeted by the government, because they're scared to death of what we're going to uncover, you know, whether it's accidentally or on purpose.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion. And when I seen that series, it just released too. I actually was watching it when I was in the hospital. I'm like, damn, this is crazy. I can't even believe they put this in a show, because it had so much truth in it. It was some young kid over in, I think he was in Cambridge going to college. And his professor starts out with, he thinks his professor kills himself, but he actually didn't kill himself. They murdered him because he went to that kid's house that was like the most advanced mathematician in the world. He was amazing, and his fixation was prime numbers. And when he started telling his professor about his theory, how everything in the world was prime numbers, even the seeds and a sunflower and, you know, everything. He was breaking it all down. And then his professor's like, man, this is tinfoil hat stuff. You're greater than this. But really, he was trying to steer him away from it, because his girlfriend in college that he dated, she started the work looking into the cipher. And they said she killed herself, Sophie. I think her name was Sophia or something, which is kind of interesting too, because Sophia was the one that allegedly created Yaldabaoth. And, you know, Yaldabaoth created this reality that we're in. He created the whole source code. So it's interesting that they connected her name to that. But yeah, man, it's good. It's really, really good. So what we're talking about with certain people having this angelic DNA and this 12-strand DNA or certain abilities, all that is coded to your name. There's no pretending you can have it. And it's not tied to race either. There's a lot of people out here trying to push racial division. It's, you can find it in people's source code. It's going to be attached to their first and last name. I've seen it in white people. I've seen it in melanated people. I've seen it in Hispanic people. I've seen it in every different race of people. You know, it has to do with that DNA marker.
Which, right, because you twins by the blood you carry, not what you look like.
Right. Yeah, yeah. It has nothing, you know, it just is whether or not you carry that that genome that can be activated. And the government knows this. They know that's what they're most scared of. But imagine that, bro. Imagine if there were a couple thousand people, right? And they had abilities like freaking Magneto, X-Men, shit like that, bro. That would be crazy. Like, you just got
but that's funny that you brought that up, because didn't a certain president just say that something like that was going to happen, and you're going to have people with superpowers and they ain't going to know what to do with them and how to stop them? Didn't somebody say that?
Which one said that?
Donald Trump.
Did he?
Yeah. Right before he got in the presidency and went to court, he went live and said that his exact words was the 144,000 are awakened and will be awakened. And I tried to tell Biden to leave a certain type of race alone, but he wouldn't listen. And you're going to have 144,000 people with superpowers, and the government's not going to know how to stop them. That's exactly what he said.
Oh, I did not hear that. But if he did say that, that's crazy. And somebody needs to send me that clip.
Well, it's all over TikTok. As soon as you type it in, he's on stage in front of the world, and he says it. He says, me and Putin tried to tell them to leave them people alone, but they didn't want to listen. There's going to be 144,000 people with superpowers, and the government ain't going to know how to stop them. He said that.
Wow. Yeah, I missed that one, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah, he said that back in December of last year, right before the new year.
That's fascinating. Yeah, that's fascinating. It's definitely going to be a crazy thing out here. I think a lot of the people that are getting sick over and over again are being targeted. You know, the people laugh when I say, oh, you could get hit with a targeted. See, there's a difference between a directed energy weapon that they use to burn something down and an energy weapon, guys, where they're using certain frequencies to attack your central nervous system. Our government has put billions and billions of dollars into the targeted individual program. You know, this is old. They've been doing this, following certain groups of people, targeting certain groups of people for quite a long time. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't know nothing about that, you're tripping. Just look, all you got to do is type in a targeted individual on your feed. Now, it'll give you a bunch of BS at first and try to, you know, show you some fact check lies, and you just keep scrolling down, keep looking through it, use your discernment.
And right.
You look at the government programs that have been declassified on it. Look at all the money they put into it. 100%. The Navy actually has a weapon, Dom, that they can cause you to lose your voice, bro. I mean, they can stop you from talking, bro. Like, that's
cool. Yeah, that's crazy. They also got the heart attack gun.
That's old technology. They don't even need that no more. But yeah, that's some, you're talking early 90s tech where they, yeah, it was a thing that would go inside of you and then dissolve and cause you to have a heart attack. They're so far beyond that. They'll hit you with a frequency and cause you to have a heart attack. I mean, they could just
hit you. Yeah, because it's all about frequency. That's my belief, that if we talking with the superpowers, the 144,000 is a frequency. Because if you look up on gigahertz or frequency period, 144,000 hertz is considered angelic frequency.
Well, 114 is pretty crazy too. I was looking at, because Magneto equals 114, and I just did somebody's decode. Damn, what was his name? I think it was Wim or something. Well, my homeboy, he's one of my followers. He's probably watching this right now. But I did his decode, and he was tied to that 114 number. So it got me going down that whole. I'll pull it up.
Mine's is attached to my first and last name is attached to the 317 code.
Hold on, let me find it. I'll find it real quick. Where's WIMS? Decode that I did. Right here. Bam. Wim Moore. Shout out to my boy Wim. He has a crazy ass. He's a very powerful first player character. That's a carrier of the Neo code. He also, his base number is connected to that 114 number. And that's in the English ordinal cipher, which the 114 frequency equals 114, actually, in English ordinal, which is where A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, all the way through Z is 26, right? And then they believe the 114 hertz is tied to the Earth's frequency too, the Schumann resonance. There's a connection to that. Jupiter is 114, which is just another way of saying spelling Jupiter with I-U-P-P-I-E-R. And then Jupiter is associated with the sky god, the god of thunder, the top god of creation, the king of the gods. And he's a life path number 3, just like me. Well, that's Jupiter's number 3, which is a number of creativity. And almost all the famous people you'll find have
that. I'm a 3 too.
Oh, are you? So is an American, bro. A lot of the famous people, good talkers, comedians, funny people, they're all life path 3s, me too. And then he has the shining ones. You hear about the shining ones, right? They were in the Bible, in the book of Enoch. Shining one is 114 in English ordinal. Mesopotamian myths, the Anunnakis, were described as the shining ones, descending from heaven with the divine knowledge. In Celtic and Irish mythology, I can't pronounce how it's said in Irish, the Tutha di Dana, it's Tutha di Dana, were a supernatural race known for their magical abilities and wisdom. And they were also referred to as the Shining Ones. So in the Bible, them were the sons of God. The book of Enoch describes them as the Nephilim or the Watchers, the Shining Ones.
Them people that you just described sound like as guardians.
Don't it?
Like, clear as day, it sounds like they talking about as guardians.
Right. And then in that 114 cipher too, bro, is source magic is 114 in English ordinal, which source magic is the raw primordial force behind all creation. It is the origin of all magical systems, whether elemental, ritualistic, or divine. So there's a lot tied to that 114. The source is 114. Magneto's 114. And what's Magneto able to do? Magneto can manipulate Earth's magnetic fields, fly and generate force fields. I mean, this dude, we were talking about it earlier. He's what's called a Omega level mutant. There's not a ton of them Omega level mutants. And his archetype would be Vulcan, the god Vulcan, which the god Vulcan, Hephaestus was the god that forged. He was part of, he was the god of like metalworking and stuff like that. And American gods, remember guys, he was the god, he was the old man that was in charge of the gun. He was the god of the guns and stuff. That was the god of the bullets and guns. That was Vulcan. But they say there was a planet too at one time that was, I think it was believed to be in between Jupiter, that was called Vulcan. Did you ever hear of that?
When you say Vulcan, it makes me think Star Trek, because that's what Spock was. He was Vulcan.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that connection. And then when you spell out 114, it equals 128, which is 128 is the Neo code. You know, you have Neo code in 36 in Chaldean. You have the Neo code. If you put the word the in it, that's 50 in Chaldean. And then Neo code in reverse ordinal gematria is 128. So it's very fascinating. All these people that you see that have ties to the 12-strand DNA, they have a connection to Plasma Apocalypse, which equals 128, and Trigonometron Kabbalah. And remember, these people are the survivors that stayed on the surface that their DNA mutated. These are the people that have certain heightened abilities like telepathy, telekinesis, remote viewing capabilities, like Eleven from Stranger Things. A lot of them might not even know that they have any of these abilities. And
that's how the X-Men were created. That's how the school for the X-Men even started to be in existence, because the kids, their power started being activated and their parents was freaking out. So they needed somewhere to send them. And that's where, you know, they sent them to was the school for the specially gifted.
Right. Yep. And then that 128, bro, we talked about how sacred that freaking number is. You know what I'm saying? How many times they use that over and over again? All this planes crashing, guys. That was right after 128 when we entered the year of the serpent, January 28th, the same day I went to the hospital, right? And when you spell out 128, it takes you to 846, which is genetic modification, Large Hadron Collider's 846. And then 128, the first D-Wave quantum computer was 128 qubits. CERN equals 128. So there's something the elites are doing, building this artificial matrix to try to manipulate the real one or cover it up. Can't really figure it out exactly myself. I've been trying to figure it out for years now, exactly what they're doing with it. But yeah, man, it's crazy how all these numbers are connected. And that girl, Sandra Lindsay, the first one that took that you know what in America, that was on December 14th, Dom. Do you remember that day? That was during the what? The Corona eclipse, bro, in Argentina. And 13 years prior to that day, they released that movie, I Am Legend, which was about some freaking super soldier zombies. And what did they get it from? The cure, remember?
Right.
That's all I'm going to say on that subject. And we actually have 128 watching right now. So smash that like button, 128. Hit that like
button. And a question is, why do you think all your clothes is made in the way, in the fabrics that they made in? Do you know why?
Why?
Because the clothes and the fabrics that we wear right now are, if you put them on frequency terms, are the lowest frequency as far as clothes.
Yep.
The clothes that we're supposed to be wearing is linen and wool, because they are the highest, but don't wear them at the same time because they'll cancel out each other.
Yep. Just like why they have us wearing shoes, bro. We ain't supposed to be wearing no shoes.
Right.
It stops our connection from the earth, you know, from God, source, the creator, the most high. He created all this perfectly for us. And everything they do, it seems like, is to cut us off from source. You know what I'm saying? To cut us off from that energy signature so that we are more detached, more dumbed down, more broken. And it keeps us sick. We die younger. I mean, it's crazy. I was reading this whole thing about the vagus nerve and how certain frequencies and vibrations through that vagus nerve could heal everything in your body. And if you think about all the ancient cultures, they all did a certain form of chanting, didn't they, bro?
They and all of them had bells.
Yeah, it was all vibration. They were healing themselves.
Yep.
They were healing themselves with frequencies, man. Just like the bells of Tartaria, that they destroyed all them bells. I think that was tied into the healing.
It was, because a certain frequency, like you said, will ail any ailment.
Right. Yeah, it's tuning forks are good too. Yep, you're right, Jen. Healing bells. I haven't heard of the cold plasma, Ricky, but that's fascinating. Cold plasma heals everything. Plasma is everywhere. They didn't know it was abundant as it is, right?
And yeah, because another terminology for plasma is just energy.
Yeah, they were calling it something else, though, before.
Ether.
Yeah, I mean, you call it the ether, right?
That's what they were calling it, the ether.
But then they said ether's fake. If you look it up now, they try to say it's not real no more, that it's a kind of like a theory, but that all their shit is theories. The Big Bang theory, gravity is a theory. I mean, everything they want us to believe in and make fun of us for not believing is a theory. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And shit, Nikola Tesla told us, bro, that that he was tapped into the ether. That's how he was getting all that information. That's how he was getting all them downloads, right?
Right. And like you told me, like Nikola Tesla said, if you can understand the magnitudes of the numbers 3, 6, and 9, you can literally change and manipulate the environment around you.
That's a fact. If you understand them frequencies and vibrations, bro. I think they were also levitating objects through free. I watched this video where they used sound frequencies to levitate these huge boulders. You wouldn't even believe me if I told you how much these things weighed. And
yeah, I would. Dude, you're gonna laugh when I tell you why I would believe you, because you know I'm the movie gematria person. Like, that's why they showed it to you in Kong and Godzilla, with the people in the inner earth was using the pyramids to hit each other to make the harmonic sounds to make the big old boulders, and they was picking them up with one finger and moving them around, and they were super, super huge.
Oh yeah, they was doing that. They was.
So yeah. They do that and show you that for a reason, because the frequency can do that. The vibrations can do that.
There's a dude over in Russia too, Dom, that he was sending his drone up, bro. I gotta find these videos again. He was sending his drone up with a cord on it and powering up shit down here on Earth from the atmosphere. He was pulling freaking energy down and powering up, you know, light bulbs, radios, like whatever he could pull it out of the atmosphere. So, I mean, that energy.
Yeah, because the energy is all around you. You just can't. The craziest part is, like, the funniest thing is, like, you can't see it, but it's right there. Like, it's literally around you. That's why when you get on carpet and you rub your feet quickly across it and then you touch somebody, you're able to shock them, because that's static shock. That's energy absorbed and you pulling it in. And then when you touch somebody, you shock them because it has to go out. That's what you're doing. When you're rubbing your feet back and forth across the ground, that's all you're doing, is literally pulling the energy and the frequency and the power out of the ground or even around you that you're standing on. And then when you touch somebody, you shock them. That's how that happens.
Yep. Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. And they just want us to believe everything is not real. And as we're coming close to the end of this video today, guys, because we're at the hour point, make sure you guys get that NanoSoma, raise your frequency, raise your vibration. That link is down below. And don't forget to check out our Body Align and our energy wellness technology. All of our technology is natural, you know, all frequencies and vibrations like we're talking about. Use promo code Truth Mafia. But yeah, bro, I always love doing these videos with you, Dom. Me and you always have such amazing
me too, brother.
Bro, and I really do believe that certain people are going to get abilities and powers. It's already happening. You know what I mean? And I think they're trying to stop some of that from happening. I don't think they're going to be able to stop it all, though, bro. I think they probably already have killed a lot of people that were supposed to get it and trick some other people to maybe put some things in, you know what I mean, in them they shouldn't have.
Right.
But it's not going to work on everyone. It didn't work on me and you, bro.
Right. And it's like a lot of the people who didn't pick a side, because that's where I, like, remember when I told you everything would be coming down to the choice of being on which side, the ones that chose two versus the ones who didn't.
Yep.
Those are the ones that when things start getting to where we gonna need them abilities, we gonna be the ones, like I said, that's gonna get them, because you blocked your celestial powers when you did that.
Yep, unfortunately. And people are always asking me, Tommy, how do I get it out of me? Well, I don't know, you know, but a good way to start, I would definitely detox your body. Anything that can get heavy metals out, use that. Get that as much of it out of you
as right.
I would try. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't have the magic cure for all of it. I would suggest some NanoSoma, though. Give it a shot. I'm not telling you it's going to get it out of you. I don't know. But, yeah, man, it's crazy how much they've really manipulated everything and just inverted everything, you know. But we've known that for a long time, Dom, that right. Everything in this reality is inversion. So usually if they tell you something, look to the opposite of it, guys, because that's usually what it is. It's usually the opposite of what they're telling you. And I've learned that, and I've seen it with my own eyes over and over and over again. You know what I mean? But before I go, Dom, I want to show you. Let me show you what I did on the website with the new social media platform. Hold on, guys. Boom. This is over here on my Truthful TV one. If you go to the front of it, guys, and go to groups, you guys see I use more grounding colors. But it was down for a couple of days, so we didn't get to have nothing up because they once I went to the hospital, and you guys could still hear it in my voice and my throat, they hit my site. So I didn't even know for several days until some people were reaching out to me like, yo, Tommy, the site is all the way down, bro. And then I got it fixed. But they always do it when I'm – this is my boy Matrix Codebreaker. He put one up on Helix. That's a good show, too, that has the whole black goo, the nanotechnology. But it's just a place where we can share stuff without being flagged. This video I highly recommend everyone watches. It's fascinating. Matrix Codebreaker put it up there. I actually watched it, and I did like it. So they must have unliked
it. That black goo, that black obsidian, it's really black obsidian rock. And the only way you get that black goo in our realm, you have to drop a bomb on the land and at extremely high temperatures, and it'll produce that black obsidian rock.
You think it's obsidian?
Yeah, it's because black obsidian is alive and it's programmable.
I don't know, bro. They say obsidian it's like. It can block off evil. All the ancient cultures used it for positive. So they must be manipulating it, because this black goo shit seems evil to me.
Yeah, like in the movies, like I told you, in the movies they make fun of it and they call it Transformula. We call it programmable matter. That's black obsidian goo. That's the same thing that the Transformers are made out of. That's why it's manipulative. It's evil. It can move around. It has its own mind because it's actually alive. It's black obsidian. And the only way you get it was, like I said, you have to drop a bomb at extremely high temperatures to even get that type of glass, because it's a very rare raw material.
Well, it's volcanic. It comes from the volcanoes too.
Yeah.
They get it from volcanoes. And this is over on truthfultv.com, guys. And then we have truthmafia.com. This one has all the people's, all the different channels. You know what I'm saying? All the different content creators. And tomorrow we're on with Jacob Israel. Shout out to my boy, Jacob Israel. So he'll be on tomorrow, guys. I'm excited to hear what he's got because Jacob's always doing some really cool stuff. He just put this one out, Asteroid 2024. May really hit Earth Doomsday. The crash confirms. Buckle up. 2032. Don't ignore these dreams. That was February 3. This is his newest one he just put up. You can watch that on truthmafia.com. But yeah, we got a bunch of different people over here. You know, come over here. Check it out. Go up here, right here, guys. Put your email in. Hit subscribe for free. Boom. You're on our daily email. That easy. That simple. So thank you all. Dom, I really, really do appreciate you, brother. How can they find you? Plug yourself.
You can find me on TikTok under Daily Jefferson, and you can find me on Instagram under Daily Jefferson.
Both under
and on Facebook. Yep, on Daily Jefferson on both Instagram and TikTok.
And the link is, I put the link in the description. So you guys will see it down below. Well, I only put your TikTok and your Instagram. Them are the ones you sent me the first time.
Yeah, it's the same for both of them.
Okay, cool. So that's down below, guys. And just thank you all for rocking out with us for an hour and 11 minutes. Oh, that's a good time, too. Great manifestation number. So we're going to end this podcast. It has an outro, brother. So you can either hang out for a second or dip out, whatever you choose.
I'm here.
All right, bro.
Yo, we living in a sim, reality's a game. NPCs around us, they all look the same. Soulless entities controlled by AI. Quantum computer running life, asking why. Are you just a player, controlled by machine? Or a first player character, living the dream? Tap into the code, break free from the lies. Decode your gematria, see through their disguise. In the simulation, what's your role, what's your fate? Are you real or controlled, can you navigate? Elites use gematria, secrets in the code. Find out your archetype, let the truth unfold. Super quantum computer, pulling all the strings. NPCs moving like puppets on a swing. The Matrix got nothing on the life we lead. Green letters falling, it's the truth we need. Are you just a player, controlled by machine? Or a first player character, living the dream? Tap into the code, break free from the lies. Decode your gematria, see through their disguise. In the simulation, what's your role, what's your fate? Are you real or controlled, can you navigate? Elites use gematria, secrets.